You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Now, earlier we mentioned that today's the start of early voting. You'll have until July 10th to vote early. Last chance to cast a ballot for the primary runoff, July 14th. There are specific safety precautions that are largely left up to local officials. And the question is, as a practical matter, how is this going to play out at the polls? Chris Hollins is clerk for Harris County. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So how is the city and the county, how are the city and the county holding up, juggling both COVID and preparing for and executing these early voting polling sites?
Well, as you know, we're facing a second run of COVID-19 here in Harris County and across Texas. Because of that, we are having to do everything in our power to ensure the safety of voters and poll workers if they're going to vote in person. Of course, we're strongly encouraging those who are eligible to vote by mail. You're able to do that if you're 65 years of age or older, if you're traveling outside of your county, if you happen to be confined in jail, but you're otherwise eligible to vote, or if you're disabled. And covered under that category of disabled are pregnant women, as well as anyone who has a likelihood of injury to their health by voting in person. The Texas Supreme Court has stated that a lack of immunity to COVID-19 can be considered in your evaluation of your health. However, it cannot be the only factor. And so if you're perfectly healthy, you don't qualify. However, if you have some condition that would further increase the likelihood of injury to your health by voting in person, then you do mm-hmm. qualify to vote by mail.
Have you had to curb the number of polling sites in Harris County? And what precautions are the people who are working the polls actually taking?
So, in fact, we've increased the number of polling sites to 57 for the early vote period. We want people to be able to distance as much as possible. And so having more places to vote makes that a reality. And, of course, we're wanting to increase access for all residents and voters of Harris County. Now, what happens? What can you expect when you get to the polls as a voter? Mm-hmm. Well, first mm-hmm. of all, we're going to be enforcing social distancing. So you'll see bright X's on the ground that mark out 6 feet. And as you enter the polling site, all of the machines will be 6 or more feet apart. When you get to the door, you'll notice the opportunity to vote curbside. And there will also be a hand sanitizing station that you can use. If you come without a mask, we'll offer you one free of charge. We're also going to give you a sanitation wipe that you can use to wipe down your machine and a finger cover that you can use so that you can operate the machine without physically touching it. The poll workers will all be wearing masks and face shields. And as you're checking in, you'll be separated from the poll worker by plexiglass. And so this is above and beyond what the Secretary of State is recommending. Again, we're doing everything in our power to provide our polling sites and you, the voters, with the resources that you need in order to vote safely.
Primary balloting is typically very low in Texas. That's certainly true for runoffs in primaries. And you have the county sending out an alert asking people to stay home because of the spread of coronavirus. Are you concerned about turnout and how you encourage people to cast a ballot at a time like this?
We are concerned. Normally you're seeing in an election like this well below 10% turnout. And with fears of coronavirus, that could be even lower. Now, we're doing a couple of things. You know, one, we're encouraging people and letting them know all of these great things that we're doing to protect their safety. But we're also preparing for much higher turnout than expected so that we don't run into a situation where we're running out of masks or running out of gloves, hand sanitizer. And so we are over-prepared when it comes to safety. We are encouraging people, again, to vote by mail if you're eligible. If not, the second safest way to vote is to vote early. I just came from West Gray, which tends to be the biggest precinct for voting in Harris County. You know, there were 10 people there, and we have, 25 machines set up. And so just making sure that people know that they can get in and get out as quickly as possible. But especially during early vote, you can go and vote with little to no line.
Chris Hollins is a Harris County clerk. Chris, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks again so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.